Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Tonight, before we go in, let's go into prayer. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to come in and to use us tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, tonight we come before you and we empty ourselves tonight, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you are here. And you send your Holy Spirit tonight to lead us and to guide us. Wash us, O Holy Father. Cleanse us, O Holy Father, that we may be able to come before you tonight and you can use us for your use. Father God, you are the one that called tonight in session. You said we must pray for our nation. So we come tonight collectively. Standing in the gap for the nation, standing in the gap for our government, standing in the gap, Almighty God, for our religious elements, our religious system, our educational system, our family, our media, arts and entertainment, and our business. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come now and we thank you and we praise you. And as we open up ourselves to you, Lord, we put ourselves behind the cross tonight and let you come forth and be glorified through us. Be glorified through us. Father, in the name of Jesus, wash us tonight. Cleanse us that we may be fit for your use. Remove every stumbling block out of our way. Remove everything that's not of you, Lord. Everything that's not of you, wash us and cleanse us in your blood. The enemy cannot pass your blood. Only thing they will see is the blood. So tonight we hide ourselves behind the cross and let you come forth and be glorified. Come now, Almighty God, and glorify yourself through us. We pray tonight, Lord Jesus. We pray for the ones that's going to be online, the ones that are coming on, and the ones that's going to listen to the recording. Father, tonight we pray. We have an assignment. You gave us an assignment. So we come tonight, Lord Jesus. We put everything aside, and we come, and we lift up this nation. And we thank you, Father. This nation is blood bath. We thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. We lift you up before you. And we say, your Lord, you are welcome in this place. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. And we said, welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. But tonight, we're just going to come. And you know, we're on a mandate. And the Father God said for us to pray for the nation. So pray for the nation. So tonight we come and we humble ourselves and we're going to let the Holy Spirit pray through us. We're going to let the Holy Spirit intercede for us. And as we pray for our nation tonight, we will see changes in our nation. We will see the governmental system change. We'll see our family structure change. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we will see our religious people in the religious system changes. Father God, we pray that every backlash, we pray that every lie, everything that the enemy brings up, Lord, we pray even for things that need to be exposed. Yes, expose them tonight, Lord. Expose them. Bring them to the forefront. Bring them to the forefront and expose everything that needs to be exposed. And fix, Father God, what needs to be fixed. Father, we are your people. We are your servants. And we come tonight. We come tonight. And even though we're sinners and we fall short from the glory, we pray tonight, Father. And we thank you tonight, Father, that the Holy Spirit will pray through us. The Holy Spirit will intercede through us. So tonight, Lord God Almighty, touch every corner of the earth from the way that we speak, from the way that we stand, from the way that we walk. Use us supernaturally to touch nations. But tonight, Lord, we are coming for this nation, America. We come tonight, Father. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, let me look it over, Matthew 18. Let me pray. Let me read it back to you, Lord God Almighty. Let me read it back to you, Lord Jesus. Let me read it back to you tonight, Lord. Your word is life. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharp. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. You say, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So we come tonight, Satan, and we bind you. We say you are bound in the earth, and you will be bound in the heaven. And whatsoever we loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we loose the word of God. The word of God that brings life. The word of God that bring priests. The word of God that brings sanctification and justification. The word of God that brings joy. Father God, even when the enemy comes in, you're not bringing the enemy. You're not bringing the enemy in. But Father God, yourself, you will raise up a standard. So tonight, Father, we thank you that when the enemy sees the blood of Jesus, gotta run. Gotta run. He can't stay. He gotta run. He can't stay. He gotta run. So tonight it says, again, I say unto you that if two of us shall agree on earth touching anything, anything, two of us, anything at all, they shall ask, it shall be done. Why? Because of your Father which is in heaven. Because of your Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Spirit of the Living God. We welcome you to come and be in our midst tonight as we pray for our nation. As we pray for our nation, you say for us to pray for our nation. And we come and we stand in the gap for our nation. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. No other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly, Lord Jesus, Lord God Almighty. Ain't that something? When the enemy sees the blood, when the enemy sees the blood, when the enemy sees the blood, the enemy just have to flee. It cannot stand. The blood of Jesus, the enemy will not stand. Think about that. The enemy cannot stand the blood of Jesus. Doesn't matter what it may look like. Doesn't matter what it may look like. Tonight, we say the Holy Spirit is in this place. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call on me. We're going to go over that right now. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call on me, and we're calling on you tonight, Lord. The word of God declared that if I pray in the spirit, and if I don't have any interpretation, I'm building up myself. So I'm building up myself, Lord. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. Hi, Marie. Welcome. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. And I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So tonight he said, call unto me. And we're calling unto you, Holy Spirit. You gave us this mandate. So we are coming and we are standing. And as Matthew 18 declare, where two of us are gathered, there you are in the midst. So we call on you tonight. And you will answer. And you will give us great and mighty things. You will even open our eyes to see the things. We will even see it. Holy Spirit of the Living God, you said in John, I believe it's John 15. Let me see. I think it was John 15 or John 6, John 14. Let me look. Let me look. Because that one I didn't write down. I just, where the Spirit of God said, John says that the Holy Spirit, when the in John 14, when the Comforter comes, say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I'll pray to the Father and I'll give you the Comforter. and he will abide with you forever. And when you and he comes down here in verse 19, the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, he's the Holy Spirit, and he will send you in my name, and he will teach you all things, and he will bring all things to your remembrance. So tonight, Lord God, we thank you that you're going to bring all things to our remembrance. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're going to show us things to come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight. And we praise you tonight. We thank you and we praise you. We praise you for an onslaught of the Spirit. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the quenching, untouchable. The enemy cannot touch the blood. You hear me? The enemy cannot touch the blood of Jesus. And we are washed in the blood. Colossians said Jesus went into the grave. Make a show of the enemy openly. Openly, openly, openly make a show of the enemy. Openly, openly, the enemy, openly, disgrace, openly. Oh, yeah, he make a show of him openly. And if the Father put us on the mandate, let us come together. When we call for the night to say, let's come together and pray for the nation. It is assignment that was given to us. Let's pray for the nation. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's pray for the religion. Let's pray for the religious organization. My God, let's pray. Let's lift up the body of Christ. Lift up the body of Christ. Lifting up the body of Christ. Ekeremashondo. Father, expose them. Expose their crooked ways. Expose their crooked ways. The ones that don't want to live right, expose them. Expose them. Shake the core. Shake the core. Became mama, 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 mama. Shake the core, Lord God Almighty. Shake the religious system. Let their walk in joy and peace. Let their walk in the Holy Ghost. Let their walk in the Spirit of God. Spirit of the living God, touch the church. Touch the church leadership. Touch them, God. Touch them. Touch them from the head to the toe. Tandele. Touch them, God. Let them come to repentance. Touch them, God. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Let them come to repentance. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every people, every person, everyone in the body, let them walk in integrity. Let them lead the shepherd in godly examples. Guidance, God. No lying tongues. Give them the ability to make the right decisions. Give them clarity. Let them walk in peace and in harmony. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The church lead us into this nation, Father. We bind masonry in this nation. We bind up every false god in this nation. Everyone that's not of you in this nation. The ones that's not professing you, Lord Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. Bring them to their knees. Give them a Damascus intervention. Open up their eyes, oh God, that they may be able to see you and know that there's only one God and his name is Jehovah. Break and bind the spirit of Allah. Kesho kondala every false religion. Mekoshita baba yeko. Every false religion, every religion out there that brings up foolishness and don't want to walk upright before your God, bring forth it right now. Touch the Jehovah's Witnesses. Let them know God. Let them know God. There's only one God. And the word of God is alive and powerful. The word of God is alive and powerful. Oh, kosha marikiriya ba 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 ba. In the mighty name of Jesus, they're talking about only 144 people gonna go in the new world. How could only 144? That mean none of them, that mean none of them is not going. We talking about false religion. Break and bind false religion tonight. Break and bind of false religion tonight. Break and bind of false religion tonight. Break and bind of false religion tonight. Break and bind false religion tonight. Koshi Baba La Baba, Jesus only, Jesus only. There's only one God and his name is Jesus. Break up religious spirit. Mashikoninalaba. Kishokoma. Religious spirit, we break and we bind it. Father God, bring forth your leaders that they will hear from you, only from you, not men, but from you. Holy Spirit of the living God. The ones that you don't call, shut them down. Let everybody walk in their calling. Right now, people out there say they're this and they're that, and you didn't even call them to be that. Father, open up their eyes, let them know who they are in you, Christ Jesus, your Son. Demonic spirit, religious spirit. Break and bind witchcraft in the church. Break and bind every foul demonic spirit in the church. Every foul spirit of the Antichrist that come and sit in the pulpit ministering to your people. Break it up, Lord Jesus. Break it from the roots, Lord Jesus. Break it from the roots, Lord Jesus. Some of these churches are doing witchcraft. Some of these churches, you go to them, they're talking about they're praying for you, and you got to pay them to pray for you. False religion in the church. False religion in the church. Break and bind the spirit of Islam that want to come into this country and take over. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the religious people come to repentance. Let us come to repentance. Let us come to repentance. Let us come to repentance. Let all of us repent. 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 Repent, 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 repent. Repentance, repentance, repentance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Repentance, 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 Almighty God. We repent, God. We repent, God. We repent, God. Let us walk upright before you, God. Let us move, God. Take a religious spirit out of our lives. Religious spirit out of our family life. Out of our generation, God. Out of the streets that we live on. You're talking about the nation. Take away religious spirit out of this nation. Instead of just bawling them out in different locations, just let's call for religious spirit to be exiled in this nation. We call for the blood of Jesus on every church building, on every home that profess church, that every pastors and teachers and layman and every single person in the body, leaders, husband and wives who are in the church, who are leaders and living double lives, not only expose them, God, but bring them to repentance and let them turn 365 degree turn and come back to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray in the spirit, anyone that know how to pray in the spirit, let's just pray in the spirit right now and just give it over to him right now in the spirit. Let's just do this for a couple of seconds. Remember, Se Romama, se Kendeleba, se Koshakumba, ye Kendeyamo Kotaya. Go deep, Lataya, go deep. Shongo ya mama mama lama tekeleba. Go deep in the spirit. Go deep in the spirit. Marie. Kena mama mama. Ye keleba. Ye keleba. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Go deep. She kelema lilit. Ye dakateleba. Destiny. Go deep. Open your mouth. If you don't even know your speaking the spirit. Unknown language, speak in English. Kole babala, remambala ba, sekola baba ba bekele ba, sekendele ba ondo kode. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch every doorpost. Touch every doorpost. Touch every doorpost. Kete mama, mama lama ketele baba, koshokola baba le manekele ba, marende kele ba rabakandele ba ye. Kosotola, I call for our intercessor, Tramar. Speak, Ramande, spirit, pray. Intercede for this nation. Intercede for the church doors. Intercede for the family members. Kere baba lo baba. Kere baba la baba. Chocola baba la baba. Etele baba la baba. Ere mama mala baba kota baba. Family. We call for our family to walk upright. Kere ba makishokola ma ye. Menye mama mara. Ye mama la maseke. Beleba. Ema mama koshabahike. Baba. Oh, we lift up our family before your God. Pray the blood of Jesus over our family tonight. Ekele baba baba. Ema mama mama mama. Ekele mama mama mama. Oh, la mama 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 mama. Kela mama 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 mama. Shokola baba, our family, Lord. Our family crying out to you tonight, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our family. Kele mama, kele mama mama, okora mama mama mama. We plead the blood of Jesus over our family. We plead the blood of Bakoraba. We plead the blood of Jesus over our family tonight. We take authority over our family. We break and we bind every unclean spirit that is assigned to the nation. Kole mama la mama, ekele mama. Oh, this nation. We pray for this nation, God. Our family, Lord, we cry out to you, Lord. Let nothing come near them. Let nothing come near them. We release Psalms 91 over them. Kele mama, ye mama. Oh, our family, God. We call up our family, God. Psalms 91, God, over our family, God. Don't let the enemy touch them, God. Remove every stumbling block out of their way, God. Let them come to maturity, God. No untimely death, God. Chocolate, blah, blah, blah. Our family, God. Our family. No schizophrenia. No namasato. No psychology problem. Psychiatric problem. We break and we bind. Nicotine. Baye. Rifa. Mbokoshe. Every drug familiar. Alcoholic spirit. Break and bind all of our family. Oh, any kind of sexual thing in our family, we break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Illicit sex, we break it. We break it of our family. We call freedom in our family. We call cleanliness in our family. We call righteousness in our family. We call our family whole tonight. Father God, we lift up this nation. We lift up this nation, God. If you could pray in the spirit, like I said, pray. Praying in the spirit. Psalms 91 tonight, Destiny. Put up Psalms 91. Kele ba kundo ko iya ba. Meke ne 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 na moshe. Kina manondo le ba te ke te ina neke. Ye ne ne na mando ya mande kenda yi kenda ma yeke. Kenda la maso ko imanda ke yamine. Bango imande ina mosande ikende. Yemando imanda kaye mando ike. Yende ya mama. Protect our nation. Protect our nation. Protect our nation. And in our nation come our family. Kene mandola masekele nala. Remande ye. Our family, God. Our family, our family, our family, Lord Jesus, our family, Lord Jesus, touch our family, open up the doors for our family, close the doors that need to be closed, put safety around our family. Let our family come to know Jesus as we release Jesus in the nation. Protect our nation. Let nothing come to the border. Colamas alamokina la mama monde. Break and bind the spirit of war that is trying to raise up their ugly head in this nation. We break and we bind the spirit of war. Give the eyes of the CIA and the intelligence and the ones that were watching the floor, give them eyes that they may be able to see. Break and drive back every onslaught of the enemy. No untimely death. No untimely death. No untimely death. We drive it back tonight. We drive back terrorism tonight. Bloodshed, we drive it back tonight. I break it, I bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every fly-like type spirit, like a bird, they want to come and to latch yourself on to the family, to this generation. We break it and we bind it tonight. We bind the spirit of witchcraft, those demons that set themselves up in the way we type hours, like you would say from 12 to 3 a.m., praying for this nation to come to its knee. We pray that you go to your knee. We pray that you go to your knee. We pray that the blood of Jesus covers you and every witch out there that is doing witchcraft. We pray that the blood of Jesus, and you will hear Jesus speak to you tonight, tomorrow, when every time, anytime. Audible voice. Itchy ear. You will hear your ear just ringing. And you'll be like, what? Who's that? And it's Jesus trying to get your attention. Holy Spirit, you are sent out right now to go forth in this country. This nation, we're not talking about not a nation unless you say go, but this nation, we are praying for this nation and every single family in this nation. We are praying for every family. Cover them with your blood. Drive back every chicken type spirit, every spirit that comes in and flying and want to touch to different location and neighborhood. We break it out of Hartford. We break it. We plead the blood of Jesus on in Rocky Hill, the Hartford County. The Hartford County. We plead the blood everywhere our children is in the Hartford County. We plead the blood over Hartford, Litchfield County, Fairfield County, Balikishori Baba. We plead the blood of Jesus. Sando Kolabaike, Ramande Lebasite. You know, there's some counties, and I feel like I'm a pro for these counties tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, the Father wants me to pray for these counties. He wants me to call out Connecticut, Avon, Berlin, Blairota, Bloomfield, Bolton, Bristol, Burlington, Canton, Cromwell, Durham, East Granby, Northampton. Northampton, no, so it's East Handham, East Hartford, East Windsor, Ellington, Enfield, Franklin, Farmington, Glastonbury. I plead the blood of Jesus over Granby and Hampden, Hartford, Heartland, Manchester, Marlborough, Middletown, New Britain, Newington, North Granby, Plainfield, Plymouth. Portland, Rocky Hill. I plead the blood of Jesus. Call it your location. Call it your location, wherever you're located. God is dealing with Hartford County. Rockville. You call it Rockville, Simsbury, Somers, South Windsor, Suffield, Tallinn, Vernon, West Hartford, Windsor, Wethersfield, Windsor Lock. And you say how you know it is? Yeah, because I used to be in Connecticut. I used to call them out. And tonight, the Father wants me to call out the counties. He wants me to call out these names. And he said, call out the counties also. So you have counties, which is in Fairfield, Hartford, Litchfield, Middlesex, New Haven, New London, Windham, Bridgeport, Tallinn, Makoshikila Mamalemba. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call for these counties in New Hampshire, Kendele in Vermont, Grafton, Carroll, Sullivan, Merrick, Chester, Hillsborough. These are these locations. You could call them out. You could call out Franklin, Essex. Washington, Orange, Windsor, Amalekota, Vermont, Vermont, Amayende, Saco. These nations, these counties, God, there's something that's gonna happen over there. And God wants us to count Oima. Pray for the Hartford County. Pray for your county. Cover your doorpost with the blood of Jesus. Pray for Vine Street. Greenfield Street. I'm just hearing these streets now. Litchfield Street. Manchester. East Hartford. I'm hearing pray. Plead the blood of Jesus. Oh my, cover them with the blood. Cover your little location with the blood. There's something about Hartford tonight. There's something about Barbara Street tonight. Why I'm in Hartford, Holy Father. If you're in the Hartford County, cover your county with the blood of Jesus. East Hartford, Manchester, Barbara Street, Greenfield Street, Albany Avenue, Bluewells Avenue. Every street that is assigned to Bluewells and adjacent to Bluewells, Bloomfield, Park Avenue, cover these locations with the blood. Avon, cover them with the blood. Cover Avon with the blood of Jesus. Going up and down that hill, cover it with the blood. Cover Avon with the dead angel will not come in. There will be no untimely death over Avon Mountain. Cover it. I say, cover it with the blood. My God Almighty. Cover it with the blood of Jesus tonight. Cover Avon, Farmington Avenue, Albany Avenue, going up to Route 44. I see you going up like you're going past that college, the University of Hartford. And when you make that left, cover that with the blood of Jesus. That blood bring you over to West Hartford. Like you're going to the West Hartford Center. Cover there with the blood of Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you eyes to see. Cover Albany Avenue with the blood of Jesus. Drive out those untimely dead and those gunmen. Oh my God. Cover the churches on Albany Avenue. The blood of Jesus. We're in intercession tonight. We're praying for our nations tonight. The Father God is telling us how to pray. For Woodland Street area, Farmington Avenue area, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Sisson Avenue, call out the name of the streets. Oh, Jesus. Every drug dealer in the, I mean, come up with all kind of drugs. Pray, let them get saved. Let them get saved, Lord Jesus. The governmental system in Hartford County. Talking about our nation, though. But why Hartford? There's a lot of corruption right now in the Spanish community. Pray. Wethersfield area, pray. Franklin Avenue area, pray. It is something about Hartford. Pray. My God, pray. People are getting antsy. Summertime is coming, and they want to have all these foolishness. The enemy wants to kill off people. The enemy wants to do that. We gotta pray. We gotta pray. We gotta pray. We gotta pray and bind the spirit of evidence off of Sycamore Street. Every drug dealer over Sycamore Street. Farmington Avenue. Niles. Oh, there's a street named Niles Street over there. In the corners over there. Cover it with the blood. Gillette Street. These are the streets that I'm calling out. I'm seeing them in the spirit. Cover them. The spirit of prostitution. There's a lot of prostitution in Hartford. Cover it with the blood of Jesus. I want to get off of it, but I'm on it. I'm just on it. I don't know what. Just cover your location with the blood. Jesus, we're standing in the gap for the nations of the world. Why the nations of the world tonight? I thought we were supposed to be praying for America. But we got to go by the Holy Spirit. Jesus. Jesus. Our family, the enemies that war with our family. So that's why it comes through the educational system. That's why it comes through the educational system. That's why it comes through the educational system. It comes through the educational system to come in to cheer down our children in school and teach them all kind of garbage. They're being brainwashed. So we have to watch them. We have to watch them what they've seen on TV. We have to watch them what they have on their devices. Watch your children. The word of God said, train up the child. You got to train them right. You got to be vigilant and know what's going on. There is a demon out there lurking. And you can't just make your work be your number one priority. I mean, fathers and mothers and grandparents, be vigilant, be sober, because your adversary, the enemy out there, going around, he perking around, he puking and he touching and he trying to see who he is going to devour. I gotta be on guard. You gotta be in guard. You gotta pray for your family. Come on, Hartford County. Come on. We gotta pray for our family. Okay. I'm saying any location you're on tonight, North Carolina, South Carolina, the nations of the world. We pray for this nation. We focus our attention on this nation. Right now, our president is over there, I think in China, still in China. Pray for him. Pray that they have, hey, I mean, no backlash, no lies, every lies that anybody want to bring up, that'll get exposed. Pray, pray, pray for our pastors. Pray for our government. Jesus, pray. Pray, Lord God Almighty. I was looking over Isaiah 9, verse 6. He said the government is on his shoulder. Pray that the government tonight be on the shoulders of God. Pray that our governmental system is listening to the voice of the Spirit. Anybody that's around them that's not of God, you drive them away. Drive them out of the White House. Drive them around your house. Drive out every religious demon. Every branch in the governmental system that's not right. We pray for them tonight. My God, my God, my God, we lift up the executive branch. We lift up the vice president. We lift up the chief of staff. We lift up every single person in the domestic policies, White House counsel, Secretary of Commerce. We lift them up tonight. Secretary of Education, of Defense. We plead the blood of Jesus over the Secretary of Energy. Health and Human Services, no lying, demonic spirit right now. They're talking about coming up with some other, like something in regards to what they like to have COVID with their lying stuff. We have to pray. We have to pray and expose them. We got to pray for our housing and urban development. We got to pray, let the Spirit of God go on the governmental system tonight. We got to pray for the Secretary of Transportation. We got to pray that every lying spirit that's over our head in this governmental system is exposed. We have to pray for our president. It tells us right there to pray for our president. Why? That we may live a peaceable life. Every Joint Chief of Staff, we pray for them. National Intelligence Director, we pray for them. Homeland Security, we pray for them. Federal Bureau, we pray for them. Oh, God Almighty, the intelligence. Father God, we lift up them tonight. We lift up them tonight. Secretary of the State and of Labor and Interior, we lift them up tonight. The U.S. Senate, we lift them up tonight. The House of Representatives, we lift them up tonight. God Almighty, we lift up this nation before you, God. We lift them up before you, all committee, chairman on banking, reserve, ranking member. We lift them up before you tonight, God. We lift up the Supreme Court before you tonight. Father God, in Jesus' name, you have them on your shoulder. Move who need to move. Close what need to close. Shake up in the White House. Shake up in the President's house. Shake up, shake up, shake up, shake up, shake up. Open in Washington. Lemakote baba balaba noye. Shake up the media. Every lying media, expose them. Shut them down. If they're lying, shut them down. I call for a reversal in CNN, ABC, Kola Baba, Fox News. Every one of them tonight, God. Every one of them tonight, God. NBC, I close them down tonight, God. If they're not coming and speaking truth, close them down. I remember my daddy Morris saw it before and said the media was going to deceive. Close them down, close them down, close them down, close them down. Close them down and raise up the right one that need to be raised up. The one that going to speak truth tonight. Arts and entertainment. I pray, Lord God, that you will close down Disneyland with all the nastiness that they're doing down there. Every place that promote nastiness, close them down. Let they come to their senses, Jesus. They trying to come with Sodom and Gomorrah in this nation. We break and we bind the spirit of Sodom that's released to this nation. We break and we bind every sun godness in this nation. Every spirit of Baal in this nation. Glory to God. Every spirit that's assigned to Hollywood in this nation. Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, you are our Father. You are our supernatural Father. Go in Hollywood and close them down. Do not leave any wheel unturned. This nation need a cleansing. Wash Hollywood with the blood. Let your nation come to see the ones that's dear, the ones that are nastiness. They're over there killing children, drinking their blood. Lord God, shut them down. This is a demonic activity. Shut them down. Expose them, Jesus, tonight. Expose the pizza factory, the one that professing pizza and calling all kind of foolishness. Close them down tonight, God. Close them down. Close them down. Every shady business. Every shady business that is not of you. Shady business that come to oppress. and depress your people. Close them down and drive them out of business. Let them get saved. They don't want to get saved. Close their business down. You say for us to pray for the nation. And that's what we're doing. We come in here for a turnaround in this nation. We come in here that we are watchmen. You said you are looking for watchmen. And you found us. Let me see Isaiah 62. What it says in Isaiah 62. You said you were looking for watchmen, and we are watchmen over here. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation. Isaiah. I can't take by my name and I'm a soto la baba. Jiki mama mama leba inke la manina na la moto kalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, Father, we thank you. We praise you. Your name is powerful. Your name is higher. Uya mama la mama 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 sote la baba. I have set thee upon the wall, O Jerusalem. What shall, okay, never hold their peace, day and night, that you may mention of thee, the Lord, and give him rest until the things is established. You set us up as watchmen. You set us up as watchmen. And we take our watch very seriously. Ay, mama 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 mama. Ezekiel 22:30. What does Ezekiel 22:30 say? Ezekiel 22:30. Let me see something. Ezekiel 22:30. And I sought for a man among them. Let me write. This is a very good scripture right here. Woo-wee. This is Ezekiel 22:30. You can write that down, mama. God, this is very good. And you could also write down Isaiah 62, 6-7, and Ezekiel 22, Ezekiel 22:30. That they should make up the edge and they should stand in the gap. And that's what we're doing tonight. We are standing in the gap. And he said that he found none. Lord God, we are standing in the gap tonight. We are praying tonight, God. We are trusting you, Lord. We are thanking you, Father, that you are opening up the windows and you are pouring out supernatural blessings upon us, that we don't have room enough to receive it. We will pray in the spirit right now. We will back up and we will tear down and we will exalt your kingdom in the earth. This mountain of influence, the seven mountains, the religion, education, family, governmental system, the media, arts and entertainment, and business. We bring them before you tonight. We bring them before you tonight, and we pray and we release that blood of Jesus over every single one of them. And we say, Father God, in Jesus' name, your word is higher. Your word is powerful. It is mighty. It comes and when you speak it, it will shake. And we speak tonight over these seven mountains. And we call for these seven mountains to get in line in the word, like the word of God. When the word of God speaks, things will shake and shift. Why? Because your word is life. There's life in your word, and there's power when you open your mouth. When you say faith come now, and faith is a fact. Faith without works is dead. So here we come. We come and we pray. We come and we release. We come and we stand. And we believe that we receive. We believe that every religious system is changing for the good of the land. We pray that our nations will see it. We pray that our educational system will fall in line with the word of God. We pray that we'll have strong family raise up, teaching the children, husband and wives working together as one. We pray for the governmental system, that the president of the United States will walk upright before you, that he will stand in the gap for your people, that he will pray. We pray that he'll get saved. His cabinet will get saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, every executive branch will be saved. The Senate will be saved. The House of Representatives will be saved. Every chairman and every ranking member will be saved. The blood of Jesus is upon the United States of America. The Supreme Court will be saved. We pray right now in Jesus' name that the government will be rest upon your shoulder, God. We pray, Lord God, that the one that's over us, Lord, will be hearing from you. We call out President Trump that he will get saved and drop to his knees and ask for God for forgiveness and say, save, save me now, Lord Jesus. I pray that anybody that's around him that's not of God and anybody of the wrong influence, that you will drive them away. If he's not getting godly information, drive them away from around him. Yes. Shake up Washington. Remove every lying tongue in Washington. Expose them, Father. The ones that lie and cheat and tell all the ones down there that take all our money. Father God, bring them. Because your word declare. Your word declare not only that the just shall live by faith, but it also said that when you commit any kind of crime, the law is for the lawless. So I pray tonight, Father God, that we will see some accountability right now in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over the religion, education, family, and government right now. Let the blood of Jesus reign over the family. Let the blood of Jesus reign over the media. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. Let the blood of Jesus reign over the arts and entertainment. Drive every single lying demonic spirit out of the religion, education, family, government. Drive it out of them right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, and I call for life in the religious system, supernatural life in the educational system, supernatural life in our family, in our government, in our media, in our arts and entertainment. I plead the blood of Jesus over all these business entities, Lord God, that they will raise up and they will treat their employer with fairness. I pray, Lord Jesus, that they won't be those kind of slave masters. I pray, God, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you, Lord, for your unconditional blood. Thank you, Lord, the blood touches. The blood touches. I break every sea goddess. Sea goddess, sea goddess. Why sea goddess? Where's the sea goddess coming from? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So where's the sea goddess? Why do we have a sea goddess that's coming up out of the water? Okay. And all these new foolishness that they have. These demonic forces that's released on this earth. Father, I pray for the heart of your people. And everything that's not of you, fake, lying, fake spirit. Don't let your people fall for it, Lord. God Almighty, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give them eyes to see. Give them nose to smell. Give them mouth to speak, hands to war. In the name of Jesus, these spirits that have been released, it's a spirit of deception. It bind the spirit of deception. Break and bind the spirit of deception from over your people tonight. Break deception from off your people. Deception, every deception, every spirit of deception, break it. We break it. We break it tonight. We come against every spirit of deception. My God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, yes, God. Every sea goddess, that's a sign to this nation. We break it. Every deception, every witchcraft. There is something about the witches that they get up in the night and they're praying. They're praying. And we have to start getting up and start praying and driving it back from your family. Every time that they come and they call your name, some of you are hearing voices. Don't ignore it. Just say back up and say the blood of Jesus is on you. Drive it back to where it's coming from. Back to the pit of hell where it comes from. Do not leave it on the street. Do not leave it in your house. Do not leave it in your neighborhood. Drive it back to the pit of hell where it comes from. These are fallen angels that come to plague you and to mess with your mind. And to bring disruption in your family life. No. And you gotta respect. You also have to respect your elders. You also have to respect. And when these demons come, let them know that you're not fearful. Let them know that you're not scared because they come to try to intimidate. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to intimidate. Do not run from them. Let them know that you're not scared and tell them to back up and back off. They can't stay. They cannot stay, especially when you're peeing the blood of Jesus. They will not stand. I see they're trying to come in to plague you, messing with your family, messing with your mind, messing with your head, and make it seem like you're hearing things. But yes, you are hearing things, but do you choose to hear and don't tell them to back off and leave you alone? You gotta tell them to back off. You gotta let them know that you're not scared and you're not fearful. You gotta let them know. You gotta let them know. You gotta let them know that you're not scared and you're not fearful. You gotta let them know that. You gotta let them know that. You gotta let them know. You gotta let them know that you're not scared. You gotta take authority over every un. Clean spirit. The ones that are assigned to you, drive them out. Don't let them come into your house and raise havoc. No way. You are in charge of your house. You're in charge of your situation. As a matter of fact, you're in charge of your atmosphere. You are in charge of your atmosphere. And you make sure you set your atmosphere right. So you go in, listen to what you do. You go in. And you take authority over the atmosphere. You take authority over every unclean spirit. You drive them out. You drive them out of your face. You drive them out of your family. You drive them out of your neighborhood. You drive them out of your nation. You take authority now over every onslaught of the enemy. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come tonight and we take authority over the enemy. We back him up. We say, move. We say, we know that you have been defeated. Jesus, whoop you. You have no power. You have no authority. Our religious system is clean. Our educational system is whole. Our family setting is trusting and believing God. They're giving their life to God. Our governmental system is hearing from the Father. The ones that are leading over our head, they're leading in the right manner based on the word of God. The media, the ones who don't want to do the right thing, they will go out of business. Arts and entertainment, the same. They will be locked down, closed down. They will not be able to, going out there and parading these young children. No, we take authority over every foul spirit. We think of Florida over every illicit demon from hell, every business sources that's not of you, that's out there promoting the wrong business, child labor, prostitution. Oh my God. Break it from the border, break it from your house, break it from the nation, break it, break it, break it. The blood of Jesus. Expose, expose, expose. Expose. Father, we come now before you tonight. And as we close tonight, we say, Lord Jesus, your kingdom come. Your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we call on you tonight, God, you will come and you'll show us great and mighty things. Religion, education, family, government, media, arts and entertainment, and business will be whole. We will see the salvation of the Lord. Righteousness will stand. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that the government is on your shoulder. We thank you that the blood of Jesus is on every single doorpost. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here tonight. We thank you for the people that's online tonight and the ones that's going to listen to the recording. I thank you, Father God, from in the future, that when we send out the notification, the people will come and they will be online and we'll be in one accord, praying, Lord Jesus, praying, Lord Jesus, for our nation. Let our nation rise. Let our nation rise. And let the enemy be scattered. Plead the blood of Jesus over every county in America, over every state in America. We plead the blood. We plead the blood over every state, city, town, every location, every county. In the name of Jesus Christ, cover our border with the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. Drive out every sea-like type spirit out of our nation, every spirit of Baal out of our nation, every illicit sex out of our nation. Oh my God, what you call it? The people that goes out and have an abortion, yes, drive it. The babies, let them come, let them born, let them come, let them come. The spirit of death from off of this nation. We break it and we bind it now in Jesus' mighty name. I want to thank you tonight for being on the call. I will see you again next week Thursday. Let's come. And I believe the nation, I don't remember the exact day, but they're going to have, I think it was on the 17th. I believe it was the 17th, but I'm not really sure on that date. I think it's the 17th, but we don't know more about it. Where they're going to dedicate this nation back to God for the 250 years of this nation. I believe it's, I'm not sure if it's the 17th. Let me see something. But it's one of those days that they're going to be, that's the nation. Let me see something here. But the nation is going to be 250 years dedication. I'm going to put it in here. I'm doing it in Google. Dedication. Dedication. I'm ba la ma na ma 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 to the nation. I'm not sure. I'm not sure the date. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Amen. And it's gonna be May 17. It's gonna be on the Washington Mall. It's gonna be a day of prayer. Okay, so the 17th. Hey, God is good. So the 17th is this week. Wow, this Sunday. Glory to God. So put it in your calendar. Spend some time with the Father. Pray for the nation. 250 years. Put it in your calendar. Pray for the nation. Yeah, 250 years. I'm putting it in mine right now. Glory to God. Hey, have a great night, everybody. God bless you. God make his face shine upon you and give you peace where there is no peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.